Drug overdoses killed an estimated 72,000 people in the U.S. last year. A new report from the Federal Centers for Disease Control also shows that deaths from drug overdoses in North Carolina in 2017 soared at the second highest rate in the nation. The CDC expects to attribute 2,515 deaths in North Carolina to overdoses, a 22% increase from the previous year. Deaths from opioid overdoses are leading the surge, along with synthetics like fentanyl, often mixed with other drugs for sale on the streets. The increase in deaths comes despite stepped-up efforts by public health and other agencies in North Carolina to stem the opioid epidemic. Dr. Susan Kansagra is with the state's Division of Public Health, and she joins me. Dr. Kansagra, why are drug overdose deaths rising so rapidly in North Carolina?
Well, Mark, this data shows us something that we already have been seeing and feeling in North Carolina, which is we're in the middle of an epidemic. And looking at our own North Carolina data, we know that opioid overdoses from 2016 to 2017, based on our provisional data, have increased as well. And so we know part of the reason that we're seeing this increase is because not only addiction to prescription opioids, but also that increase in heroin and fentanyl and other illicit opioids that you mentioned as well. So this data confirms what we already know, which is we're in a crisis right now.
The state launched an opioid action plan in June of last year, part of a major push in the last few years, not only in North Carolina, but other states, to address this problem. Public health agencies like the health department, law enforcement, and other coalitions are all working on this. Can you point to any clear positive outcomes from these efforts so far?
Well, some of the things that we're seeing, despite the increase in the number of deaths, are an increase in a positive improvement in other aspects. So, for example, we've seen that many more people are receiving treatment. So, over the last year, 2,000 additional people received some form of treatment. And so that indicates better access to care, though we know we need to do a lot more, particularly in our state recently. We've asked the federal government for an additional $25 million to expand treatment access, particularly for uninsured individuals in North Carolina. We also know that we need access to affordable insurance to ensure that people that might be having opioid use disorder or suffering from opioid addiction or overdose can get the follow-up care that we need.
Dr. Kansagra, some states have begun to see a turnaround in opioid and other drug overdose deaths. The CDC data show that to be the case in parts of New England, including Massachusetts and Vermont, along with several Midwestern states. Are those states doing something differently than North Carolina to address this problem?
Well, I think, you know, every state now is working hard to combat this epidemic because it is something that's occurring across our nation. You know, one of the things that we're also seeing here in North Carolina when we look at our data is we're making some progress in reducing the oversupply of prescription opioids and making sure that they are more judiciously prescribed in our state. And I hope that translates into what we'll be seeing over the next few years is ideally a decrease in the number of deaths as a result of those efforts. We're also seeing an increase in the number of people that are treated thanks to federal funding coming in, and we're hoping to receive more of that federal funding over the next few years.
Do you, though, at the state health department level, look at what programs, what specific campaigns or efforts are being made in other states that may be showing a higher success rate? And are there things that you're looking at possibly implementing based on what seems to be working elsewhere?
We do. We work very closely with other states, and some of the things that we're seeing are things that are being implemented here as well. So, for example, in Massachusetts, working to educate providers on opioid prescribing guidelines and making sure that they're judiciously prescribed. Massachusetts has worked tremendously on increasing treatment and access to care, and that's one of those things that we know here in North Carolina we need to do more of. You know, again, going back to thinking about access to affordable insurance, Massachusetts has a unique environment there where more individuals are able to get into care. Here in North Carolina, again, we're applying for $25 million in federal funding to assist additional individuals that might be uninsured get into care. We also know that here in North Carolina, making sure more people have access to that affordable insurance coverage can also lead to more people getting into treatment and on the path of recovery. So we know that we need to focus on that here for our state.
How long do you think it might be before we could hope to see some turnaround in these rates of opioid and other drug-related deaths in North Carolina?
Well, we know we didn't get into this epidemic overnight, so it is going to take some time. You know, that is very hard to predict, but I will say that we're seeing some positive signs. Again, we're seeing a decrease in the number of prescription opioids dispensed and know that they are being more appropriately prescribed as a result. We're also seeing the number of emergency department visits through our 2018 data is starting to plateau. We're not seeing an increase in the number of emergency department visits, and so I hope over the next several years we'll start to see that those numbers turn the tide.
Dr. Susan Consagra with North Carolina's Division of Public Health, thanks for talking with us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Mark.